This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, May 11. Community shows me I matter. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 4. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. That's why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and teachers to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. Being a single older woman, Ina sometimes felt as if she didn't belong in her church, as if it wasn't for her, and as if she didn't matter, even to God. But she doesn't feel that way anymore. People with gifts of compassion and kindness noticed her, and caring people surrounded her with God's love, helping her to experience community. Now her gifts are being used, her feedback is listened to, and people make time to listen to her and spend time with her. She's a vital member of her church community, and people look forward to seeing her every Sunday in the entryway, where she hands out candy to children. Ina also knows that she matters to God. Every one of us needs to know that. We matter so much to God that he sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to give of himself so that we can show his love to others. He came to give us gifts of service and kindness and leadership so that we may be built up and reach unity in the faith, growing and maturing in Christ. As the Apostle Paul puts it, all who believe in Jesus make up the body of Christ here on earth, and he is our head, and in his strength the body grows and builds itself up in love. You matter to God, and you matter to the people around you. Your gifts, abilities, and presence make a difference to your community, and they make a difference to God. Pray with me. Lord, thank you for loving us and growing us to be your body, with each part doing its work. And thank you for putting people around us who show that we matter. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.